Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guarding your hearts. I want to speak briefly about the other topics we'll have to get to in our next program, because you're hearing a lot of pretty major things right now, and I want to be able to encourage you how to guard your heart. I mean, think about that. Guarding your heart. You see on television today, late night, if you're actually not sleeping, they have commercials on that says, are you suffering from anxiety? And they must be selling a lot of stuff, because, you know, I'll see it 6 months down the road and it's still running.
Still there. Mm-hmm.
And you probably are. If you don't know how to guard your heart, you probably are suffering from all kinds of anxiety. But, you know, God's word tells us very specifically how we can guard our heart. And I'm looking at in Philippians chapter 4, and he talks about in 4, it is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice, with an exclamation mark. Think about that, just rejoicing. And he's like making a point. He said, let your gentleness be evident to everyone. The Lord is near you. Think about, what should you fear if God's near you? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And by doing all this, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Think about that. I mean, there's something you have to do. Yeah, the peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. If what? If you learn how to rejoice and realize God has overcome this life. He's overcome this life. There's nothing to be afraid of. The root of fear is the fear of death or the fear of loss. And as long as you're afraid to die, you don't understand salvation yet. You don't understand that we are in this life, but we're not of this life, but God has prepared a place for you. In the moment that you do die, if you have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're going to be present with God forever. You win, or loss or injury. And it's like right now the church is being so persecuted in the Middle East. I mean, who are we in America to say anything about what's taking place? But even in that, and I believe that Paul wrote this from prison, understanding that we're supposed to rejoice always. And he said again, he says, I'm telling you, rejoice. And how can you rejoice under these circumstances when darkness is pushing and doing these wild and crazy things right now? It's because you've already overcome in Christ Jesus. All we're doing at this point is letting everybody know that God loves them, God has a plan for their life, and they don't have to choose darkness. And though they're being used by the hordes of hell today, they can make a choice to leave those ranks and enter into the army of God, the family of God, to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. They can get saved. I mean, think about it. That's why we're here. It's not about white picket fences. It's about gold streets. It's about heaven. It's about a place where there's no more tears and no more pain. And it's like, man, I want to see some happy Christians. Yeah, we can look at all this stuff, but we're not concerned about that. We're not concerned about the fact that ourselves taking a loss. We're concerned about our brothers and sisters going through suffering. Yeah, we're concerned about tragedies and things that we're going through, but we're not losing our joy in the context of this, because even if they take my life, and think about this. In Hebrews, when he writes to the church, he says, listen, I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 10, he says, listen, I see where they took all your stuff and all your things, and you went through all this persecution, and you didn't shrink back in the faith. That's the reality of this journey sometimes. Sometimes it ends up like that. And when you talk about anxiousness, I mean, think about the definition of being anxious. He says, don't be anxious about anything. And anxiousness is defined as full of mental distress. You ever talk to those people? I mean, they're biting their fingernails. They're biting their toenails. They're telling you all these problems. It's like, what are you worried about there? Nothing. Like nothing. Your mind is filled with anxious distress. And it says definition is full of a mind full of mental distress and uneasiness because of fear of danger or misfortune, greatly worried. And he's like, you don't have, he says, cheer up. He says, these things are going to happen. Look up, your redemption is near. Don't buy in so much to this life that you forget about the life after. This eternal life with Jesus Christ. Some of the words that mean the same thing as anxiousness is concerned, disturbed, apprehensive, fearful, uneasy, dread. People say, I'm not afraid, I just dread it. I just dread doing that. That's the definition of fear and anxiety. So many people are moving and like, you know, they regret yesterday and they dread tomorrow. Mm. And what that is somebody living in a constant state of fear. God exists in the today. He exists in the now. He said, Moses, when you go tell them and you talk about me, you tell them that I am, not that I was or I will be. I'm your ever-present help in time of trouble. Today is the day of salvation. You have to learn to live in the now. If you're living your life regretting yesterday and dreading tomorrow, you are captivated. You're captive by fear and anxiety. And he says, listen, be anxious for nothing. For no reason. Just don't even. There's no good reason to be anxious. Anxious people try to make you anxious. You minister to them, you help them out, and finally you separate yourself from them. If they refuse to break free from the captivity of Lucifer, who has them captive with fear, when only thing that pleases God is faith, you got to get in an area that, with people that are going to encourage you and move out of that anxiety. That's one of the reasons why we have VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Yes, we look the truth square in its eye, but we tell you the truth of the Word of God and say, you know what, we have a biblical perspective of this. We're not going to be anxious about it. We're not going to be fearful or worried about it. Then he says, but in everything, by prayer, which we always talk about abiding with God. We talk about spending time with God at iabide.org. With petitions. Think about this. With prayer and petitions and thanksgiving. You're just a thankful person. You're grateful. You know how to be grateful. He says, present your request to the Lord. And the definition of petitions, just so you know it, is a request made from someone, some desire that you have, especially a respectful and honorable request. In other words, it's very serious, but you're understanding you're talking to God or to someone who's in authority, and that God is in authority. And so when you're talking, it's not just like, give me this, give me that. You're really thinking this thing through, and it's very specific, and you're thinking God, and you're bringing all those things to Him, and you're allowing that to be with the Lord. And then you say, you know what, after I've rejoiced, after I've prayed, after I brought my petitions to God, and I'm being thankful for God and God's got me, I'm not concerned about today, yesterday or tomorrow, because God has guided. Guess what? That's when the peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. It's not like I'm a Christian, therefore I have peace. No, this is the journey to peace, what I was talking about. So I just want to say, you know, rid yourself of this anxiety. It's of the devil. It is not any, it's meant to rattle your life, rattle your cage, and end your life before it's time to blow out your arteries, to blow out your heart, to blow out your mind, to ruin your family and ruin your business. So, you know what? I'm going to live a life of peace. I'm not going to let the enemy torment me. I'm going to begin to dedicate my life to God. I'm not going to be anxious about anything. I'm going to rejoice always. I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to abide with Him. I'm going to make my petitions known to Him. I'm going to be thankful and grateful. And guess what? Then the peace of God is going to guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.